You're listening to Pirate Radio Podcast.
Cast out to sea.
Hey, Adrian, you old sea dog.
What?
I think it's time to listen to some music.
Yes.
Welcome to Radio Radar. This is Radio.
Welcome to Radio Radar. This is Radio Radar.
Pirate Radio Podcast, whatever. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Ollie. Whatever? Is that what you're going to say? Whatever. It's just Pirate Radio Podcast. Like, I don't care.
I don't care anymore.
Radio Radar is that loose that Adrian just doesn't give a shit. He's just like,
give a shit.
Just throwing it out like. Yo, I don't give a fuck.
All right. Well, in this episode, this loosey-goosey episode, evidently, I gotta stop saying loosey-goosey so much.
It's a fun word to say. What are you talking about?
There's two words. What are you talking about?
Loosey-goosey.
All right. Well, in this episode, I've got a few tours that are coming to Australia. Mm-hmm. So if that interests you, that's what I'm going to be talking about.
Cool. And I've got some... news on the Splendor lineup that was recently announced, and a tour in there as well, and then just, I don't know, some fun facts.
Oh, I love fun facts.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I guess I'll start.
Go for it.
You know the band The Pixies?
Yes.
Yeah, good old Pixies. They are coming to Australia really soon, actually. Uh-huh. By the time this is up, it'll be like in a few days after this is up, so this might be too late for a lot of people listening, but they're coming to Australia on the 9th of March through the 17th of March, and they're going to like Melbourne twice, Brisbane twice, Sydney twice, and then Perth. They've got a new album out that came out last year, and it was actually an interesting album. It was their seventh album. It was called Beneath the Eerie. Mm. It was released a day after my birthday, September 13th, last year. And I'm just gonna... I did listen through, and it has got some, you know, definitely Pixie-like, if you're into them. It's definitely got some stuff worth listening to. So I will play one of the songs from it now.
Go for it. The waves were high and crystal clean. If I were you and you were me, just slip.
And that's the Pixies. That song was called Long Rider. It's some interesting stuff. I'm sure they'll play some of their hits as well. I mean, maybe they won't. I don't know. They're the Pixies.
They might not, yeah.
But, yeah.
A lot to go from, though. I'm sure they will.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Cool. Well, moving on to... this is a festival... this is a festival news now. So, Splendor in the Grass recently... like released their lineup, which was huge. Like there was a Flume, The Strokes, Tyler the Creator, Midnight Oil, Glass Animals, King Cruel, Tim Minchin, DMAs, like a whole bunch of like acts. Jeez. That are really like Violent Soho. I'm just reading them. It continues.
Pretty solid list.
Very, very solid list. And funny thing is, like, I was going to say, you should buy tickets now, but then I just realized that apparently the entire festival's been sold out within an hour after they went on sale
so
at 9 a.m.
We're just here to make you sad.
Yeah, so you missed out. So, sucked in.
So did we, though.
The organizers say a record 50,000 punters will be attending this year's event. So, yeah, that should be bloody huge there in Bar and Bay.
A bit of Bar and Bay.
I don't know, like, to be honest, if I was going to go to Splendor in the Grass, I would have gone last year. I think I enjoyed the lineup last year more. But, that being said, The Strokes are playing, and Flume is playing, and all this...
Tame were going last year?
Tame was going last year, and it was, like, Tame Impala and Childish Gambino, and it was, like, one of Childish Gambino's last shows. So, if I were to go, I would have gone last year, but I didn't, so...
Ain't happening
unless someone in the viewers, in the listenership, has a time-traveling machine.
I have a feeling they don't.
Please tell me if you do. So don't go to Splendor because you can't.
All right, we've got the harsh truths here.
That's it.
All right, I've got another tour that's coming up by another quite big band. this band, instead of being like a known as a 90s band, it's probably more known as an 80s band. Violent Femmes, they're coming from March 19th through the March 29th. And they're going all over the
Oh yeah, okay.
I don't know why. Sometimes I can't talk. All right, leave me alone. They're going all over. So I don't know. Look it up. A couple of them have been sold out in Melbourne and at the Enmore Theatre in Sydney. They're both sold out. So don't try. Too bad for you.
Don't try.
They released an album last year. It was their 10th studio album. So. They've been busy over the decades. It's called Hotel Last Resort and was released around halfway through last year. So I might play one song from that just to keep this a little musical.
The time luxury affords any bore turns towards all the whistles and bells. I can't even remember my best past retort. I'm in a resort town at the Hotel Last Resort. Who did I not call? What?
Anyway, that's the Violent Femmes.
That's a really interesting song.
Yeah, it's quite poetic in their own way. So they're touring.
I don't know if I liked it, but
I'd pick that at random. It's definitely interesting, that band. It was interesting.
They got some
very unique style.
Yeah.
Especially with the lead singer and stuff. Gordon Gano, apparently his name is.
Gordon Gano. It sounds like a fucking superhero alter ego, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Gordon Gano.
Anyway, that was a Hotel Last Resort, by the way. That was the titular song of that album. Still going around.
Cool. Well, I've got a tour as well that I was going to talk about here. The band that I've been really getting into, the Sydney-based band, the Lazy Eyes, doing their first East Coast tour, like the first like tour that they're doing for themselves. It's a very small-ish tour. They're only doing Melbourne and Sydney shows. And
get a return ticket.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're also it's also quite cheap. It's like I think it's like $15 for the tickets. But they're going to be playing at the Waywards in Sydney on the 28th of March and the Retreat in Melbourne on the 27th. Just basically, last time, I don't know if I mentioned this in the podcast, but when I was at Laneway, I was, here we go. We're going to just trigger warning. We're going to be talking about drugs. Give me one second.
You talked about drugs in the last episode.
I did, didn't I?
Trigger warning.
I showed up at Laneway and I had some like MDMA on me.
What?
Don't tell my mom. And
I'm calling Gladys.
No, not Gladys. When I got there, I realized there was a huge like presence like of police, like it was just dogs galore. And I was like, okay, I mean, like, they're probably not going to sniff this on me, but like at the same time, the last thing you want to be caught with is like MDMA, because for some reason, even though there is therapeutic like benefits from it that are being realized now, it's one of the ones that are like, you know, you can get punished for like incredibly like so. So I ducked over to the Art Gallery of New South Wales, which was right opposite the entrance for Laneway, and I went to the bathrooms and had the whole thing. And turns out I had a lot more than I thought I did.
Because
as soon as I got back in there, I was like wired, and I was like, "Oh my
this
god!"
Is a little, yeah,
here
okay.
I go. And so I was like chattering like a chatterbox, and like my knees were just like shaking, and I was like trying to dance all the energy that I was like getting out.
Shit,
and I think I was at the psychedelic porn crumpets, and like you know I was like having a really good time, but you know like I was chattering and stuff. And then it finished, and then Itai from Lazy Eyes like walked up, and I was like, "Hey!" And I like went to go and like, and like I was with my girlfriend Michelle at the time, and I went up to like go and say hi to him, and I just remember like being like, in my mind, I was like, "Hey, like you know, I'm a big fan of your band. You know, you guys are really, really talented, and you know, like I really would love to see more of like your music and stuff."
Yeah.
But later on, Michelle told me that what it really sounded like was. And I was like, oh man, that's so embarrassing. And I do remember him being like, he was like kind of laughing at me and stuff. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm like really high right now. And, like, he's like, that's okay, man. And, like, he was so sweet. Like, he, like, talked to me and stuff. Like, you know.
This is going so smoothly.
Like, yeah. And my knee was just shaking the entire time. And he kept, like, looking down at it. And he's like, you okay, man? I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm really, really good. I'm really, really good. I can't believe I'm meeting
you. I'm
a huge fan. I'm such a huge fan. But, you know, I'm hoping to go to this tour and not embarrass the shit out of myself. Yeah, okay. So,
well, you probably gave him a story.
Yeah, that's probably
he
a story.
He might remember you.
I hope he does. I hope he does. Itai, if you are listening, I'm not usually like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
Anyway, so they're going to be doing their tour. You can buy tickets from OzTix. So, yeah.
OZ, right?
OZTix for the next.
All right. Well, I mean, I've just got quick mentions on some tours that are coming up.
Sure.
Because I'm not playing songs from them or anything. Iron Maiden are coming, so you know the heavy British band, mm-hmm. you know, classic. May 1st through May 11th, and then the Offspring and Sum 41 are touring together.
I heard about this.
Yeah, April 19th through to April 25th. They're going around as well, not everywhere, but you know, look it up if you're interested. And Supergrass are coming. They're actually disbanded in 2010, but have come back together last year.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming from April 27th through to May 7th. So
cool.
Yeah, we've got a lot of bands coming through. So if any of those sounded interesting, go along, have a nice old time.
It's always good.
If the tickets aren't expensive, I didn't look up how much the tickets are.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm sure Iron Maiden might be expensive, but
yeah, if you're made of money, then go to wherever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I would.
I absolutely would too. All right. Well, I think that's all we've got time for on today's Radio Radar.
Yeah. It's a short but sweet episode. Just went through a few things, and hope you. I don't know if you got nothing out of it that was valuable. Well, I hope you just enjoyed it, spending some time with us.
We certainly do. We'll see you again on Radio Radar, and there'll be more Pirate Radio podcasts coming your way
at some point.
At some point. Yeah, we got to really emphasize that. We don't know when.
We're
sometimes they happen. Sometimes
it's
they
just
don't.
Like this is like jazz podcast. You don't know what's coming.
That's all we've got time for, folks.
That's been Pirate Radio Podcast.
Pirate Radio.